Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Today on the podcast, we want to talk about something which is absolutely fascinating. There's a huge announcement out of 11 Labs. For those who have been following along for a while, Jamie and I have been talking about 11 Labs. I feel like there's a number of like AI companies that you just pick as winners. 11 Labs is one of them. Synthesia is one of them. Obviously, OpenAI, Midjourney. Like, you just have these people that just really are crushing it in their space. I think 11 Labs is doing the best AI audio everything. There's other players that do like some other cool things. Anyways, whenever you have innovation out of these top companies, I think it's really interesting because they're really like best in class. So 11 Labs has just released the announcement. They've launched a text to sound effect generator. We've seen a couple other companies doing like sort of similar things, but you know when 11 Labs does it, they do it different. Jamie has been furiously typing away, generating sound effects, testing this for us so you guys can get the best verdict on the quality of this. Jamie, give us the rundown. Is this hype or is this legit?
So I'll be honest. When I first read the announcement, I wasn't that excited because I think another company has either announced this rollout or has released something similar. But of course, like you said, 11 Labs has been a clear winner in the past. So went over and checked it out, and it is quite impressive. So the first thing I like is that when you go to the page, their sound effect page, you can try it without even logging in. You don't need an account. You can just, it says, try it yourself. You can type in whatever you want. And it comes up with four different generations of your prompt. So, but what I think is most impressive about this is that it's not just like, give me a bell ringing and it's like a quick little bell ringing. You can be very specific. So some of the ones they have that you can pre-listen to that have been generated by other people. One says sirens going off in the old Soviet city. So like kind of very specific, a person typing on a keyboard in the office. But mine, I actually gave it I gave something for someone to say. So I said, a grandma shouts happy birthday and then starts crying. And it actually generated a sound of a grandma saying happy birthday. And then, you know, she only cried in two of the four prompts afterwards and like kind of trailed off crying. But I think this is a game changer because previous to this point, you would have to go into 11 Labs, you know, find your grandma voice and then tell it what to say. This is like an instant, like if it's a short phrase or something, you can just type it in and it will say it. So some pretty cool stuff. Jaden, what do you think about this? Have you played around with it at all yet?
Okay, so there's a viral meme that was kind of going around, which I think is kind of stupid, but I'll tell you what people are saying about it. This was over on X, and they were sharing a demo of this. The caption of the post was like, AI is going to save us, they said. And then it was like, AI. And then they shared like this post, and it was like someone typing into this. Someone saying, I'm so sorry, and then farting. And then it was like the sound effect of someone saying, I'm so sorry, and then farting. So, you know, people are making fun of this, like, oh, everyone says AI is so cool, and we're just using it for stupid stuff. Okay, sure, you could use it for stupid stuff. But like, in reality, I think that there are so many actually amazing things you could do with this. And like you mentioned, like for the video production, it's cool. Now, why is this cool, right? Like, okay, you can make sound effects. Why don't I just go to like some sound effect library, like Audio Jungle, and just go buy them? What's the difference? Big whoop. I'm sure a lot of like video people, I could just imagine, just hear them talking in my ear saying this. I'll tell you why this is amazing. Number one, if you are not someone that has money to spend on that, this is democratizes for people with less money. I mean, arguably you'll need a subscription, but I think it's cheaper to get on. You'll be able to get way more. So it obviously makes this way cheaper. Number two, by having this as an AI tool, essentially they're creating a foundational model for text to sound effects. And 11 Labs is amazing at having APIs, meaning this is going to get built into software. So because it's now generative AI and not just like a library that everything has to be purchased, it's going to get built into movies. So we recently just did an episode about being able to like generate your own South Park episode or being able to generate any sort of episode and movie. This audio sound effect is a big part component of movies, because the hardest thing about video is, number one, like converting. Okay, so first of all, if you want to do an AI generated video, you have to generate an image, and then like using something like Midjourney. So that was already a hard thing, but we're getting pretty good at that. So now we're going to video, where essentially a video is like 1,000 images spliced together. So we've got that kind of figured out. But then you also have to get like people talking. So, okay, cool. 11 Labs does people talking. There's going to be like tricky getting the lips synced up or whatever, but people are figuring that out. And I think even 11 Labs does some cool things. Okay, cool. But like, if you're shooting a video and a bird flies in the background and there's ocean in the background, it looks really weird if it's just a quiet video of a person talking with a silent ocean in the background. That doesn't make sense. So it's like, now you got to start adding the sound effects. I think that this tool is going to be amazing. And we're going to get to the point where, you'll have these AI generating videos, and it's going to take a screenshot of essentially what's on the frame, and it's going to say a beach scene with two people talking, and it's going to go send it over to like one of these tools. There'll be a platform, there'll be a tool that does this essentially. And in fact, I'll even build a tool like this for on AI Box. So you guys will all get to try this in a number of months when this is publicly available. It'll be cool. But anyways, you'll upload a video, it'll take a screenshot, it'll send it over to this tool, which is going to generate sound effects that will sound right for that screenshot in that video. And then it'll sound amazing. So it's kind of the first step in making video really realistic. We've seen silent videos, but now we're going to get to talking videos, and we're going to get the sound effects in the videos. And that really rounds us out to where the video looks legit. I think the only thing that really will need to, like the other only other thing that will really need to get solved is like lighting, so to have consistent lighting across a bunch of different shots, but they'll get there on that, and I'm sure there's a bunch of different styles. In any case, this is amazing, and that's why I'm excited, as because I think it's going to completely revolutionize video.
Yeah, I mean, I think people don't really realize how much sound design really affects the mood and feel of a video, and also just the realism. So yeah, that's going to be pretty cool. The other thing that came to mind for me is like video games, actually. So take like you know, any video game, whether it's like kind of like a free roaming world, like Grand Theft Auto, for example. You have like a grandma on the street you run into, you could have her say, it could have the AI, an AI generated, you know, grandma saying like ridiculous random things to you. You know, just, I feel like that would be kind of a cool element in a video game as well. So yeah, I think the sky is the limit with a lot of this stuff. So
100%. Listen, if you enjoyed the episode today, it would mean the world to us, Jamie and I, if you left us a review. I know it's annoying, but if you just give us your time for just today, we're trying to get to 100 reviews. We're getting close. It would mean the world to us. You just drop some stars, leave us a comment. We really would appreciate it. It helps us get on amazing guests. It helps us cover amazing topics, and helps us know that, you know, this podcast that we are making is being appreciated, that you're getting something out of it. So if that's the case, we'd really appreciate it, but we hope that you have an amazing rest of your day.
Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for 5 different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.